This one's called We Gonna Rise Up.
There's no doubt about it. Climate change is a defining problem of our time. And some young people are taking it upon themselves to disrupt business as usual.
I remember in the fifth grade, I saw two of my friends do a presentation on climate change and the dangers it presented. Fifth grade. In the 10 years since then, what has been done for us? Nothing. And I'm tired of being the children that other people are trying to save the environment for. I have to live on this planet. My children are going to have to live on this planet.
That's Matthew Barad. And after just graduating from high school, he started a political nonprofit called Keep Colorado Green. And for activists like Matt, the threat of climate change is real, and the need to do something is urgent.
It really is existential dread, because you read these reports like 7 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. That is disastrous heating. That is heating that would make the Earth uninhabitable. And that's very well within the range of possibilities. After the election happened, I was sitting in Boston and doing what all of us were doing after the election, wondering how I can fight for my future. The environment is changing. I might not even get to live a whole life on this planet anymore. And so I decided, rather than sitting back and hoping that somebody else was going to step up, I would do it.
And Colorado is no stranger to youth leadership on climate action. For instance, the organization Earth Guardians filed a lawsuit against the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission as part of a broader strategy of engaging young people with legal avenues to fight climate change. The lawsuit requires that the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission stop issuing permits for drilling until it's proven safe. And they won the appeal. Youth leader Chutezcat Martinez serves as a plaintiff in the case. Here he is speaking in a rally at the Capitol.
Thank you all for standing here, for standing in solidarity. This is what movement looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what change looks like. And it begins here, and it begins here, and it doesn't end.
Another youth leader from Earth Guardians, Micaela Mujica Steiner, works with the Rising Youth for a Sustainable Earth Council. She works with young people from diverse backgrounds to activate them as leaders and to take on projects in their communities.
I think it's really important to recognize that those most impacted by climate change are people of color, women, working class people, and also that as young people, our generation and our future is at stake. Young people have a right to lead and have a right to be able to be seen as leaders, since we are the upcoming generation.
And for Micaela, young people are uniquely situated to contest climate injustice.
We do have so much power, and we're told in this society that we are powerless as young people, but actually that's where our power comes from. By bringing in new, fresh leadership that challenges the status quo and challenges dominant narratives, we're able to bring forward a new vision.
And it's important to realize that for young activists, change can happen now, from everyone.
We all are in this fight together, and we all have a stake in a livable future.
So even though our future with climate change feels scary and wrought with uncertainties, young activists compel us to act. Because for them, the Earth's precarious future is a space for transformative change. And although that may be a daunting prospect, it's one we all have to face eventually. And they sure are going in swinging. This story was created by Simone Domingue and Matthew Olivier. Thanks for listening.